Okay. We have a lot of things on the agenda today.
Who's here?
Okay. Yeah, let's find out who's here for ILDI. So let's just go around the room. We'll start with ILDI.
Yes, I'm here. I actually have a list. Do you want me to just read it off, and then if somebody's on that isn't here, they can type up?
That's a good idea, ILDI. Okay.
Okay. I've got Barb White, Beth Bloomfield, Gail Summers, Mimi Sue Timel, Megan Harding, and Sarah Douglas.
Who's not here?
Yeah, who's not here?
Okay. So that's great. So there's a couple of super interesting things we have on the agenda today. Of course, the Breaking Barriers Award when Robin gets here. Something about the newsletter with Beth. We also want to talk about the Marketing Award.
Sorry.
Oh, hello, puppy.
Sorry, not mine this time.
What to do with the Marketing Award. And then First Steps, a big event. And so that's sort of our special items on today's agenda, along with our committee report. So does the group want to start with the special items, and is there anything we need to add to the agenda? I kind of said that backwards. But is there anything you'd like to add to the agenda?
No. Not me.
Okay.
Well, what I want to add is, and I hope Robin gets here, is we need to have a report from the Global Leadership Forum. You know, what news is there from that?
Okay.
What did she learn that's going to help the chapter? I don't know if she's done a written report. I haven't gotten one. I don't know if anybody else has talked with her. But we certainly want to debrief, and as we had asked, I think we want to get a written report so that it's in the archive there.
Okay, I'll put it under her area there.
Yeah. I mean, they gave us the award, but there's also, there's stuff we need to
I would be very surprised if she had a chance to write that report yet. She's been on travel for 2 weeks. But I'm sure she's going to. Okay, anything else that we need to talk about today?
Oh, the media strategy piece.
Okay.
Is there anything to say about that?
Well, I kind of have it under communications to get us started.
Okay.
All right. Well, you prefer to start with the special items on the agenda, or do you want to go straight to committee reports and get those done?
I don't know, sometimes the committee reports take so long there's no time for special items.
Okay, let's go to special items. Beth, would you like to talk about the newsletter?
Yeah, let me do this really briefly. I think it's coming together, it will come together nicely. I just had a great conversation this morning with our newest member, a guy named Patrick Hudson.
Nice.
And he's just a really interesting guy, so I've got all the material to write a short profile for him. And the great thing is, I hope he's going to show up at the meeting on Thursday. He's going to try. And I said, even if you can't get there on time, come for the last part for our celebration. You can meet some people. He is very interested in becoming active in, some committees and other stuff. And he's kind of a retooled physician and a newer coach, but he's been doing some coaching for a while, and he's very interested in community here of coaches. So, so Sarah and Gail ought to really get on him and get him. I told him we were looking for people for programs in particular, so he'd love to do that.
Great.
So, which reminds me that these conversations, I mean, this was just serendipity, but these conversations with new members are really worthwhile, So, I hope we're still doing those.
Beth, based on what you and I were briefly talking about, what do you need from the leadership team to help you with the newsletter?
Okay, that's point B. Okay, all right, I'm putting on my frowny face and being a meanie here for a minute, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we want to make this fairly friction-free. So, you know, I don't want to be chasing around reminding people more than the first reminder about their and my dog says so too, and reminding people about their submissions. It's fairly small, and this month I only got one by the deadline, and that was Barbara, who gets a gold star. And so I need to, and now I have the part of what I need. I don't have anything from Robin yet, but I, you know, I guess I would say, gee, I'm happy to do this, and it is extra work massaging it and pulling it all together, but I'm not happy to be reminding and chasing down and being the police on it. So I guess it's Robin I need to talk to, but everybody else too, who, you know, I hope once we get going, well, we will, once we get going, we'll have a regular schedule. I will send out one reminder, you know, a week or two in advance. Here's what we got. Here's when it's due. And here's the deadline. You know, here's the deadline. And then I really don't want to have to be chasing people around, okay? So, all right, okay. Back to Smiley Face.
Okay, Smiley Face. Can you remind us what your deadline is again?
Yeah, well, the deadline was, I had some different deadlines because I understood people needed different amounts of time. So the deadline for most stuff was last Friday.
Okay.
And then the deadline for Robin's thing was this morning, and she had told me she was going to get it to me by the weekend, but I don't think she's done it yet. So, you know, that's it. Anybody who has any news items should get them to me ASAP, you know, news about members or anything. I think I know what's going on in the chapter. But
okay, but every month.
It's
going to
change every month. We did it earlier this month because we needed more time. Kelly's got to do testing, and, you know, she and I have to work that out. So it'll be later than that. You know, I'm trying not to be unreasonable, but I'm also not building lots of extra time in. So when I give you a deadline, it's going to be like a real deadline.
Okay.
So
we need to watch the
deadline. Just so people know. Yeah, just watch for those and, you know, put it on your own tickler or, you know, turn it around as fast as you can. It's really, you know, going to be pretty easy. I need the thing for the programs, and you've usually got that out a few months on the website anyway, so I can get that. Now I have a list of some new members, so, Gail, you can even send me, as things come up, you can send me any new qualified members as we get them, and we'll just always do the newest ones. And then I need Robin's message, and that's it.
Okay.
Beth, remind us what the date is for release of the newsletter.
It's always going to be, the first Tuesday of the month. So this year, this month it ends up being April 7th.
And in the future, compared to the first Tuesday, what is your deadline?
It'll probably be about 10 days before. I'm going to wait to set that until Kelly and I have this first time through and see what she really needs. I think what we have to remember is I can't give it to Kelly the day before and expect that she can turn the whole thing around because she has other clients, you know. So I got to build in. She wants a lot of time, I think. So I'm thinking, and then she's going to send it back to me to proof and all that. So, you know, I can turn things around fairly quickly most of the time, and it doesn't take me too long to put it together, but I think we're going to have to, you know, give her plenty of time so that we don't have problems.
Okay. Super. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we would aim for, like, have you can get stuff to me, like, a week before, and we'll be fine. But let me hold off on an actual, you know, next month we'll have these are the regular guidelines. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm very excited about it. It's going to be super duper, I think, really.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Any other comments or for Beth on the newsletter?
I think it's going to make a big difference Barb.
I'm looking
Barb
forward
to that.
Yeah.
So thank you for your effort on this.
Yeah. And we're going to send it to our entire mailing list, right? Not just to the membership.
I think we should.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We may entice some more people in this way. Yeah.
Super. Great. Okay. Did I have someone else join us?
I'm sorry. This is
Al Camp.
I was late.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Apologies.
That's okay. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Hi, Al.
Hello. Yep,
wonderful.
I'm trying to represent the South.
Oh, excellent. Hi. Okay. Well, let's talk about our marketing award. Or do we want, let's talk about the big event first. Is that my impact, the marketing award? Barb, can I impose upon you just to get us started? I know it's bigger than programs, but
sure.
You probably know the most.
Sure, yeah, and the program team did talk about this this past week. So a little reminder from the January meeting, we talked about the big live event as something that would be an LT level endeavor, not a programs committee function. And so I just kind of want to reemphasize that the programs team feels like we've built a programming capability, you know, that's running every month, and we look at an event as something separate from that, and we don't want the responsibility, I guess, right now with our capacity to take on this kind of event and drive it by ourselves. Beth asked sort of how's it going with the big event, so that's what prompted this discussion. I'm glad you asked, Beth, because we did agree at the January strategic planning meeting to put this on the LT's agenda to discuss.
Yeah.
So the programs team would recommend that someone step up as a champion or maybe two people step up as champions to drive this. That's one recommendation we have.
That's good.
Yeah.
Robin has offered, because she has some contacts with Julio's folks from a conference she went to a few months ago, she has offered to check with them if we'd like her to see what they'd be interested in doing for us if we do want to stick with a Julio kind of event.
Just a really quick question. What kind of an event? A Julio event?
Oh, Julio Alaya. He's done one for us before. It's probably been about 10 years. And
okay.
he is the guy, the god of the Newfield Network. And
he really is a god. I studied with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you, Jude.
He's fantastic.
He's pretty extraordinary. So he would. Definitely
and he's right
be
in Boulder, so it's easy to get here.
Yep, he likes New Mexico too.
Great.
And hi, Robin's here. I just got out of physical therapy. Sorry, I'm late.
Yay, Robin!
Yay.
Hey, Robin. We were just talking about you as I'm having some contacts for Julio's people up in Colorado.
Right.
And we're just talking now about what are our next steps around a big event. So comments from folks based on what I've shared so far?
I think that having a big event really depends on having some champions who step up.
So it sounds like our first step needs to be to identify our champions or champions.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I wonder if we also want to put out a call, you know, and an email, actually, maybe from you, Barbara, as the programming chair, and sort of say, hey, we have this in our intentions for the year ahead, and we need some people to make an event happen. And this is, our leading possibility is, and put it out there. And see who might want to.
You mean to get
it go in the newsletter?
Volunteers?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in the newsletter at this point. I would just have an email.
So, Beth, you mean to gather volunteers for...
Yeah, get some people to... Yeah. I mean, I agree we should have a champion on the leadership team, but, you know, I think we also need to see if there's anybody who wants to step up out there.
Yeah. Well, so I would like to suggest that whoever is champion or co-champion, that they would start that effort of gathering people for a special events committee. The program...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the program team would be happy to support the effort. We intend to, but we just want to respectfully kind of step aside from driving it.
Very well said.
So do we want to send... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm walking on you.
That's okay. I was going to say that makes sense to have the... champion team, because it does make sense that there'd be two people, have them drive it so that the program doesn't feel that added weight right off the bat.
And we have five or six in-person meetings this year, and they're getting larger and larger, plus our virtual calls, so we feel like that's where we want our focus to be. We don't want to sabotage kind of this programming capacity that we've built.
And that makes total sense. I don't hear any champions stepping forward. Is there anyone there, you know, lurking on mute or anything?
So, I think perhaps the hesitation could be, I know on my part, I'm trying to weigh out what's my capacity, and especially in light of some of the things that unfolded at the Global Leadership Forum. I'm trying to weigh out my capacity, and part of it would depend on who is available as a partner. There's also the piece that once I check in with Julio's team, one person from here in New Mexico, Linda Fischetter, had said that she may be available to help co-create that kind of a conference. So that's part of it, too. And it's not about having her take charge, because we really need somebody from the leadership team. I think that's extremely important. You can't just turn over an event to someone else. I'm weighing out a lot. That's my hesitation, so that I don't overcommit. And that might be the case for other folks as well. And I'm sorry, I don't know who else is also on the call since I wasn't at the beginning.
Maybe we need a little time to think about it. Maybe we can't answer that question today.
I think that's probably wise. I agree with you, Jude. I will also remind everyone, just in case anyone's forgotten, we did say that a large event, we should give ourselves 7 to 9 months to plan it. So we were talking about early, you know, this next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to remind everyone of that as well.
Yeah, I've got to get off the call for just a minute. I'll be back on. I have a repairman here.
Okay, Beth.
And there's even a bigger piece with Julio's schedule that we might not even have a say if we're going with Julio. We might not have a say about when it is. He might say, you know, I'm booked until 2016 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's about finding out what's possible in his calendar.
Yeah. So we could probably aim for Q1, and I think we need a pretty good sized team to do not just the planning, but also have some people available for the actual event.
Right.
So I think we're talking, you know, a good sized group of folks to pull this off, and I think we as a leadership team need to be sure that we have the capacity to do this.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
We all think it would be fantastic, but do we feel like we would be burning any folks out, or just reaching beyond our current capacity?
Right.
Barb,
as you're talking about that, this is Sarah. As you're talking about that, it occurs to me that we're, you know, I think that we need to look a little bit more deeply into our membership, and maybe some of these new people that are coming on, we might be able to tap some of them, like Patrick, apparently, who, was it Patrick that Beth was talking about?
Right, yeah.
Hudson, somebody Hudson. Shelley Lanier, I think is her name, the woman that was at Coach's Happy Hour last week. She seems
yep.
energetic and, you know, so I don't know exactly, like, how we do that, but, you know, I think I'm hearing everybody sort of speaking to we're sort of maxed out on our capacity or close to it. So, I don't know. I'm just sort of throwing that out there as an idea. I'm not sure that's a thing for membership to do, but for somebody to do, and I'm happy to help in some capacity there.
Yeah. So, and with our in-person events this week, how many people do we have signed up?
We're at about 30 right now, and I'm expecting more.
Wow. So that could be a great place to put the call out as well.
Yeah.
This is Beth. I'm back.
Are we ready?
For now.
Are we ready, though, to put the call out, I guess would be the question.
Right.
You know, have we committed to this, and do we have enough, you know, LT kind of level support for it, I guess, is the question.
The chicken
well,
and the egg.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, did you say we probably might need a little more time to think about this?
It sounds like members of the leadership team need a little bit more time to think about whether or not they want to step up to it. It also that asking for volunteers Thursday is an opportunity that we won't have again for another month?
True. I guess there's no harm in asking, and it can be just a work in progress. We could let volunteers know that.
My thinking is if we get a volunteer who wants to actually head it up, that would be great, you know?
Then a champion from the leadership team might emerge.
Yeah, if it's not like you got to do this, you just have to be the liaison, that would be a different story.
Yeah, and if it was liaison, then I'd be more up for that. So it does depend on who would step up and their competency and background in a large event. And
right.
Just to fill you all in, too, we have a great resource with Colorado. I think that they'll be willing to help with here's the process we went through in creating that. We built a really strong bond with them, or I did with the president, and we talked about how can we collaborate, so one way might be to help advise us on an event.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so what I'm hearing is the leadership team themselves needs a little bit of time to reflect on this and their capacity and to think about it, and that seems fair. You know, we don't want to make impulsive decisions. And yet I also hear that it's take advantage of the in-person event on Thursday to make an announcement for volunteers and let them know that it's a work in progress.
A pre-planning group.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
All right. Who would like to make that announcement on Thursday?
I will. Robin.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Robin.
Super.
Yep. Okay. That felt like we made some remarkable progress forward on that. It doesn't sound like it, but it really is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have to spend some money for our marketing award. And how much do we have, $500?
Right. So let me give you the background of how Matt Barney spoke about that at the GLF. He said that after that award was given out, then a number of chapters came back and said, what we really need more than product from the store is support in these different ways, whether it was to build a whole new website so that they could then be able to promote an event or help with, you know, getting their social media up and running for the pay people who had those skills So a number of different ways is what he gave examples of. And I think where he ended up that part of the program was by saying, really, it's like, what do you need? What do you need to support what you're trying to achieve? So then it's about letting him know this is what we need, and that's how we'd want to spend money. So if we settle on what we need is, maybe it would be, let's say, we need that money applied to the fees for Julio, then we could say, here's how we want to spend it. You know, or, oh, we need that money in order to put a deposit on a facility. And I know all that feels like it might be too soon with the deadline of March 31st, but I think a conversation with him in the next couple of days would enlighten us on, no, it doesn't have to be spent by then, that he'd give the approval for get back to you by a certain date.
A conversation with Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So whether it's an email or a conversation.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like
we're not
do that then. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not swatted in to get the product in the store because it's not very exciting stuff.
Yeah, good.
And so on that one, I can do that email unless somebody else wants to volunteer to run that by Matt.
Well, that sounds good.
I will.
What are you saying to Matt?
What I'm going to say is that we don't want to purchase products from the store, that what we really need is something for this conference. Can we have an extension of the timeline of that deadline so that we can determine what is it that would be the best use of that marketing award?
Cool. Okay.
Okay. But basically tell them that we're going to use it for that, to hold our big event.
Yeah, because I think you're right, Beth, when you said, you know, to be an integrity, it really needs to go towards that. And so, I mean,
we need it for that.
Yeah, I can see that even if it's, you know, spending money towards websites, you know, we're going to have to put on another page for that and all kinds of things. So maybe that's, you know, I know we already have money, we already have funds allocated for regular work on the website and or VA support, but if we have additional work on the website, maybe that would be a part of it. I just want to find out from Matt what he feels would be the best way to do that and what kind of extension we could have.
Okay.
Does that sound fair to everybody?
Yeah, I think it's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a smart way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will put that on my to-do.
Cool. Thank you, Robin. That was a good idea. I'm glad all the units wrote back and didn't want products. You know, I couldn't think anybody else to spot, you know. I just thought, okay, we get coffee cups, maybe a banner.
Yeah. You have a banner might do as well.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the committee reports now, and we know, bear in mind that we want to save 15 minutes toward the end to hear about the Breaking Barriers Award and everything that Robin wants to tell us about coming back from the conference. Back to Barb with programs.
Yeah, so let's see, for Thursday's meeting, we've got, like I said, about 30 people signed up. Seven or eight of those are CNM achievement coaches that come for free in exchange for the room. We did have to make CNM a co-sponsor, and we're publicizing that on our website and on our invitations for these in-person events so that they can justify giving us the room for free on a continued basis. So you'll notice their logo showing up in different places.
Yay, our first sponsor.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Exactly. Let's see. Happy hour this week was good, this past week. Sarah and I were there. We had a good crowd. I think we had 11 or 12 folks and a few new people, which was fun to have some new folks.
One had just joined as an associate member, and I think the other two are very interested in being active in our community. So that was a nice turnout as well. Let's see, what else? What else? We've got another in-person event in April with Gene Straczynski.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's a workshop on workshops. how to create effective workshops. So that's it. Any questions for programs?
This is Jillian. I'm just looking at the agenda. Do we have participant numbers from last month?
Okay.
Another group conference called.
Let's see. I'm looking real quick. I want to say 18. I think we had 18 for the virtual call.
That's great.
And you know what's happening? That's kind of neat. Is some people register and pay, and they are, if they can't make the call, they're just listening to the recording. They don't get the CEU, but it's nice that you get that revenue even if they can't be on the call.
Yeah, that's kind of the option that has seemed to work best for me just for the timing of the last couple, and I think it's a great way to even build our audience and even try to reach out to folks that are outside of, you know, Albuquerque or even New Mexico.
Yeah, and Ildi, you and I have been talking about that, and you've been helping with ideas for getting the word out to other groups, both in New Mexico and outside of New Mexico. We're also talking about getting our virtual calls posted on the ICF Global calendar. I think there's a fee for that, but we thought we would experiment, because if we're getting 18 people signing up for our virtual calls, it's enough to probably justify advertising on the ICF Global calendar, because it may bring us more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for program?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We do have Renee Gregorio coming on board as soon as she finishes up the legislative session, which is this week, so she'll be getting involved, which is great. I think that's it.
Yeah. Super. Thank you, Barb. How about membership, Sarah?
Sure. So we met a number of weeks ago with our new team, which includes Gail, Shelby Green, Claudine Lonergan, and Emma DeToro. And we had a really nice meeting, and Gail and Shelby facilitated different parts of it. And we basically took the ICF New Mexico goals that we came up with at that January meeting, leadership team goals, and then we looked at how membership could support that. And we came up with 5 themes. One is membership renewal, so that's, you know, renewing our members and growing membership, both qualified and associate member. Member engagement, which is, I can explain that later. But member engagement is a something that we want to do, which is about having people be more involved in the community as a way to build membership. And then we talked about succession planning, onboarding, and the website and getting the member information onto the website, and I'm sure Ildi will talk a little bit more about that. And basically just a couple of highlights from that meeting. In terms of our renewal effort for qualified members, as you know, our renewal deadline is March 31st, so that's coming up. And we are tracking really well to last year's numbers right now. We have 36 members who've renewed thus far, and last year we had 37, so we're tracking almost exactly to where we were last year. And my understanding from Gail at the RAC membership meeting is that we are leading it looks like we are leading everyone so far in membership renewal percentage. We're at 53%, and the second is Calgary. And we have data for Vancouver and Washington. Calgary's at 50%, Vancouver's at 33%, and Washington's at 33%. So we're on track to like have the highest retention in North America again.
Yay!
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 So you probably see. Thank you. Well, I should say thank you very much for doing the social media posts. That helps. And also, I don't know if you saw it, but a week or so ago, we sent out an email to members, and another one's coming out tomorrow. So that's underway. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other news is in terms of succession planning. We talked about sort of how to keep the committee going and growing and thriving. And how we would do that. And one of those things is figuring out who's going to replace me as chair. And it looks like Claudine Lonergan is willing and able to do that. So we still haven't figured out everything out on that, but I've met with her, and she just has some really great leadership skills, and I think she'll be really great in that role. So just stay tuned on that. I'm going to sort of try to transition out by kind of mid this year, which should give us a number of months to sort of make that really smooth. So,
Sarah, sorry, I missed it with the beep. By mid when?
By mid year.
Okay.
Like probably by
Thank
July.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are sort of the most important things for now. Are there any questions or anything I need to address that I haven't thus far?
I think it's great. You're doing a great job again.
Yes, membership's doing a great job. And Sarah, you and I, this is Barb, we talked about you sharing just some high-level highlights of the member survey, and
mm-hmm.
we decided at next month's in-person meeting. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, so that we could focus, have the attention focused on our Breaking Barriers Award for this event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some follow-up to the membership about the survey would be a good idea. So that'll be a nice way
okay.
to do it.
Yeah. Great work to have the retention on its way.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Anything else, Sarah?
No, more next month.
Okay. Thank you. How about communications?
Yes, hi. Let me talk about that Find a Coach function first. I met with Claudine, Shelby, and Emila, and we were looking at the proposal that the membership committee has about having sort of a community page and where members have kind of a members-only site and information is there. And then we also talked about the Find a Coach link. So I shared the document with everyone. I'm not sure if everyone had a chance to take a look at that, but we were kind of looking at pros and cons of either just using the ICF coach referral link, because that's something that already exists where you can do a find a coach and maybe having a link to that versus trying to build something and put it on our website. So there's a list of pros and cons on that document, and really we just like to open up the discussion to see what thoughts people have about what direction we should go in.
So, Ildi, this is
mm-hmm.
Sarah. Are you ready for comments?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for sending out this comparison. I thought it was great. And I would like to add a con to the ICF Coach Referral Service link. I was really curious, so I went there this morning to see what it's like. And I think it's very complicated. And so I get concerned about sending people off of the ICF New Mexico website onto the ICF website, just because you get there and they have four different categories. You have to choose between corporate coaching, small business coaching, personal coaching, career coaching, and speakers resource. And then when you click on any of those buttons, then you have a lot of huge number of choices. And I don't know, it seems complicated to me.
Okay.
So, LD, this is Barb. Is the debate here mainly about money? Like, do we want to invest in building a robust... I mean, what's the real thing that we're grappling with here?
So the discussion that came about, so we were looking at this, adding this to the website, all well and good, and Kelly does have the skills to do that because she's actually chomping at the bit to add on this, community page for us. When we were discussing this, Shelby, Claudine, Emila, and I, we really, we were thinking about it in terms of, and maybe we didn't have all the background information, but we were like, well, doesn't this already exist on the ICF website? Are we just reinventing the wheel? Are we creating lots of work for ourselves? And I think that had to do as well as sort of the who is going to manage this, how are we going to sustain this, was part of the conversation. So we were really wondering, do we need to create our own if it already exists? And we don't know. So that's kind of what the whole thought behind this pro and con list, and Claudine very nicely put this together for us, really just to facilitate and get our thoughts or, kind of get us thinking around what makes sense for us. Does that help?
Well, if I can jump in here, this is Beth. When we designed the website, we actually designed that page already, the Find a Coach thing. It's there. There's a template for it, although I think it probably needs revising. But if you recall, we had the... some leadership team members who wanted to step up did, and some of us have those profiles already up just to get it started. We've made a couple of calls for other people to put their profile, submit profiles. Nobody's ever bit, but I don't think we've publicized it particularly well. So my point is, we've already basically done the work. We paid for that when we got the website design for the Find a Coach thing. I think it's pretty simple, and I agree with Sarah. I think it is. There's a lot of value added in not going and taking people off our site and back onto the big ICF website. First of all, it is more complicated and confusing. Second, they might find someone in Colorado instead of here. We want them to be here.
Yeah.
I think it's a big member benefit, and at this point it's for very little cost. All we have to do is populate that. So I think what we need is a big communications campaign, say, hey, let's get this, it's already ready to go. There's very little additional work.
Okay. There is something I just wanted to get clarity on, and Sarah may be able to do this, because we're looking at sort of a member piece where, I don't know if it'd be a login or how you do it, but where there is more information, like maybe what school you went to, those types of things, versus the Find a Coach. So, Sarah, can you clarify if those are actually separate?
Well, I don't know. I think that is something that we need to decide on. But my understanding from talking with people at, like, the social event in December is, and in various conversations I've had with people, is there does seem to be a desire among at least certain members of ours of being able to go somewhere on our website and see who our members are so that they can refer people to them. If it's a type of client that they don't work with, that they could go there and easily see who else is there that they could refer to. My sense on that, based on if I remember correctly from the survey results, not everyone wanted their coaching information sort of put on the website for public consumption. So what I'm concerned about is if we just sort of put our membership list out there for everyone to see or find a coach, it won't include everyone. And, you know, I'm wondering if some sort of if we had a member login, whether more people would be interested in having their name on it so that people could find them and refer clients to them. So I don't think that we've really decided about that, but, you know, that's something that that there's a need there among our members.
But they are separate things. The find a coach is public access. It should be.
Elke, did you have a comment?
This is Elke. I think you're talking about apples and oranges, and yet both. It's a both and in my mind. The find a coach is clearly a marketing tool, and people who wish to participate in that can certainly do so. What you're talking about, Sarah, is a community page that is there for members only. And yet, that's just really two different things, and somehow they're the same. In other words, if members want to only exist on one page, i.e. the community page, they can certainly do that. And those who have a desire to be commercially available can also exist on the Find a Coach page. That, to me, is what we're talking about.
It seems like if someone wanted to share less information about themselves, they could just have less information on their Find a Coach profile. But merging it into one thing seems like it would be easier.
Oh, but I think it has to be public access.
Yeah,
otherwise, there's no point. Yeah.
Definitely. But
I would do, I agree with Elke, they're apples and oranges. I would do the find a coach thing, the public, you know, marketing piece as a priority, and then after that's up and going, turn to the members only thing. I wouldn't be convinced that there's anything that we would need on a members only that you can't get from better social media participation, you know, the Facebook page and that stuff, but I don't know.
It seems like if members wanted to know more about each other, they could just use the Find a Coach feature, just like someone who isn't a coach. So,
Right. Yep. Okay, this is Ilvi, and I've updated the pros and cons, and it really looks as though the pros are to use that Find a Coach link on our website. So I don't know, is this something we need to vote on? Is there anybody that needs more information?
This is Robin. I would just want to put in another piece that with that template, I think having I think there was a number of words so that there could be a short bio blurb. And I think that's what would make it distinctly different from the ICF Global as well. And that's important for making it valuable to members.
Okay.
I'd like to have Kelly think about it for a moment, and maybe there's more than one way to approach it, and also give a ballpark figure on what it would cost.
For what?
To update the page. Or pages, whatever it is that we're going to do, which, right?
You know, I have a comment about that. I mean, if I remember correctly, I haven't been on there in a while. It you just go to that page, and I think it starts with Barb's picture, and then, you know, it just kind of goes down. And I'm wondering if there's a way that people can enter and they put some criteria in, and then the coach pops up.
That's already there. You can do it on any of those different fields that people fill in the template.
Okay.
You know, there's a box that says search. Now, I don't know if it's completely activated or not.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. So that's what we have to have Kelly working on, and she might have to get in touch with Allison.
What's her name?
The website designer on that, Allison Ray.
This is a WordPress website, so it's very likely that, and because I think she does work with WordPress, it's very likely that she's able to go in there and activate
it's already set in. You can do it by area of specialization, and we give people, you know, there's a discrete number of choices that they can fill in there. You can do location, you know, business market area, so Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Las Cruces, you know, so...
So what I'm trying to figure out what my next steps are is, do you all want to, is this something we need to vote on, or do I need to then reach out to Kelly and say, we want to do this, please tell us what it would take and what additional hours this might involve?
We want to do this, Kelly. Please give us an idea what this is and how much it would cost.
Right.
Perfect.
Let's get the find a coach up and running.
And with her being
and populated, and then we're going to have a communications campaign to get people to actually do this, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then we already have the template for the page. That's the key piece.
Okay.
I hate to move us forward unless we want to talk more on this.
I've got my action item.
Okay, super. Other things from Building?
Yes, there was also that social media strategy that I sent out earlier.
Okay.
Basically, what if there are any questions on that, I'm happy to answer them, but I'm looking at the time. Basically, I would just like to see if I can get permission or approval or whatever to create an actual Facebook page for our chapter. We have a Facebook group, which is like a little, you know, members-only place for us to have discussions, and I'd like to create a Facebook page, which would be more of that external, you know, increasing awareness about the existence of ICF New Mexico chapter. And what would the outcome be to have that added? So this has to kind of do with our external focus of communication. This would be a place where we could post about not only our events, and that means people that aren't in our Facebook group would also see that, but also just raising awareness, educating the community about coaching and its value, and then increasing our presence in social media.
I'm curious about if there's a redundancy to that, if there would be value instead, if the Facebook group that we already have, if that's limited to members, would it be better to just open that up, and if it took some redesign so that there's more information in the about and so on? I'm just concerned about too much of a good thing.
We could absolutely do that. I think right now the ICF Facebook group is a closed group, and we could make it an open group, which means anybody could join, anybody could participate. There are pros and cons to that. I this feels like a longer discussion, and I'm looking at the time. If you have an open group, then, you know, I think when the Facebook group was set up, it was really to be a membership, to be a benefit to members, a place where they could have different discussions, where you could connect with other members, see what's going on the chapter. And if you open it up, then there may be other conversations and other stuff that happens in there if it's an open group.
You get spam, basically. Yeah.
I'm curious if anyone's looked, because I just went there right now and it says 72 members. So I don't know that everybody that's in that group is really a member, right?
Right. Those
are
members of the Facebook group. They may not necessarily be ICF New Mexico members.
I need to move us along or table the other topics that we have on the agenda, so I need to see what the group wants to do.
I'd like to table this for the next time, and you know, I'd really like to hear about the Global Leadership Conference.
Okay, is that okay with you,
since I'm fresh?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think
and
we can keep, you know, talking on our Yahoo channel about this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can all go on Facebook and look and see what we can see and reflect on it a little.
Super.
Okay. Thank you, Ildi.
You bet.
Jude, I love you dearly, but you get 30 seconds.
I don't need to do a committee report. I thought we were going to skip it and go to the Global Leadership Conference.
Okay, we got money though, right?
We have money. We have money.
Okay. Okay, back to you, Robin. Tell us about our award.
Okay, so do I have 1 minute or are we going beyond that?
We have 1 minute and I guess people who would like to stay are welcome to stay.
Okay, so if it's 1 minute, what I'll say is that our Breaking Barrier Award has put us on the map over 50% of the people at the GLF, the Global Leadership Forum, bombarded me with requests for speaking to their board or leadership team as to how we did what we did. And I walked into the conference feeling like it was an obligation to be there. And with that award being handed to us and the response from everyone, I walked away feeling like we now have an obligation to a lot of chapters because they see us as leading the way for being a thriving community of coaches.
Wow, that's
how's that
great.
How's that for a minute?
Oh, wow.
Hours
away. Okay, but don't go away, Robin. It is 1 o'clock. I am going to hit the star 9 button to end the recording. But if anyone would like to stay, and if Robin, if you'd like to stay and say a little more about the award,
I'd love
by
to.
By all means. Okay, with that, I thank you, everybody. And for those of you that like to stay, I highly invite you to. I will. And I'll see you next time.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you.
Gail.
Thanks. Good job, Gail.
Thank you, Gail.